Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
7:46 now, 14 before 8, as we count down to the college football championship game here in New Orleans, Mercedes-Benz Superdome. And I don't think it's an over-exaggeration to say that the eyes of the nation will be on the Crescent City. Britton Banowski joins us now, Executive Director of the College Football Playoff Foundation. Morning, Britton.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, sir. Thanks for taking the time. And I say counting down because it's 3 days, 11 hours, 13 minutes, and 30 seconds away, just so you know. You bet. We have countdown. We have a clock counting it down on our website at WWL.com. Tell me about the College Football Playoff Foundation, if you will.
Sure. So when the College Football Playoff was born on the backside of the BCS, several of us in the room decided that we needed to create a community investment aspect to it. Knowing that the game would go all around the country and drive, you know, great economic impact, we felt like we also needed to do something to make a strategic, important social impact in the communities that we're serving. And so we locked in early on education, K-12 education, and our principal focus of the foundation is around supporting teachers. We know that teachers all over the country need our support. They always don't get the recognition they deserve, and they, you know, the profession as a whole just needs a shot in the arm. So we invest millions of dollars each year across the country, but significantly in the communities that we're serving around the host city, in this case New Orleans, to make a real difference in the lives of teachers and educators.
And it seems as though you have locked onto something that is, in all of the 50 states of this nation, an issue, so that really when you go from city to city, the goal is the same because there's always the need, correct?
I think that's right. I mean, obviously every community needs great teachers. I mean, the number one indicator in terms of student achievement outcomes is whether or not they have a quality teacher in the room. And there are fewer and fewer people wanting to get into the teaching profession, unfortunately. And those in the profession, the turnover rates are very high. Here in New Orleans, in and of itself, you lose about one-third of the entire workforce each year. And so if you can think about having to turn over the workforce in a three-year period, that's just devastating to you know, academic outcomes. And so our deal is about, like, how do we get more new teachers into the New Orleans public school system, quality, working with, you know, University of New Orleans as an example. And then how do we take care of those quality teachers that are in the system right now? You know, I've learned a lot in the last year that we've been doing this work. And one of the things is that the folks at these schools, and particularly in Orleans Parish, are doing a really pretty good job. You know, I know that a lot of people think that, you know, public schools are, you know, challenged, and they certainly are. But there are some amazing people working in your schools doing tremendous work with very little resources. So we're proud to be able to come in and support them.
So what does that look like, Britton, in terms of grants? Is it supplies? How do you do that? How do you help the teachers and help retain teachers?
That's a great question. So we really have four pillars of our work. One of them is recognition. You know, we basically have gone out of our way to recognize the teachers in the district. In fact, our organization has been on about 60 campuses this past year. And
wow.
We plan on getting to another 30 in the spring. The second is professional development. Teachers oftentimes, you know, need some support around new technology, you know, new strategies for development. So we do that. The third is resources. Teachers are short of resources. In fact, the statistic is about $500 is the average number that teachers spend out of their own pocket to support their students, which is remarkable, really. And so we do all those things. But in New Orleans public schools, we're really working with several nonprofit organizations to deal with recruitment of new teachers and then, you know, zeroing in on retention strategies and supporting administrators on how to do a better job of keeping the quality teachers in the classroom.
And just to be clear, these are not just the other question, I guess, besides elementary, I guess it goes into high school and college as well or not?
You know, it's K through 12, actually pre-K through 12.
Yeah.
So we don't really work on college campuses in terms of supporting educators.
Well, the reason I wanted to ask that, Britton, in case anybody was listening thinking, oh, yeah, you know, they support colleges and help them play football, that is not the case at all. In no way do you do that. I'm just saying I know there are cynics listening right now, and I wanted to clear that up.
Yeah, so the interesting thing about our organization is, you know, we started as a sports organization, but now we're really a true educational nonprofit. You know, we really support people regardless of whether they care about football or not. And oftentimes the most enjoyable people to support and teachers to support are those who really don't care about football or don't know anything about it. It gives us a really good feeling to just know that it doesn't have anything to do with football. It has everything to do with, you know, the next generation of students and making sure our communities have a well-educated workforce.
It is indeed ironic, but I think you're dead on accurate with that. Thank you, Britton. Have a great time in New Orleans. Have you eaten at any great restaurants yet?
I have, in fact, eaten at too many great restaurants. Unfortunately, I got here last week, and I think I probably put on about 5 pounds.
So have you been to Parkway yet?
I have not been to Parkway,
all right.
No.
Take some friends, take an Uber, go to Parkway Bakery, and get the shrimp. I think it's the best in the city.
All right. Thank you much.
Thanks. Thank you, sir. You bet. Britton Bonowski, he's the executive director of the College Football Playoff Foundation. I know there's a lot of controversy because people are going to text in about where else he should go. That was just my suggestion.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.